Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, direct our actions according to your good pleasure, that in the name of your beloved Son, we may be made to abound in good works, through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Grant, we beseech you, Almighty God, that the new birth of your only begotten Son in the flesh may set us free, who are held in the old bondage under the yoke of sin, through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. The Old Testament reading for the first Sunday after Christmas is written in the book of the prophet Jeremiah, the 31st chapter. Thus says the Lord God, "Behold, days are coming when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not like the covenant which I made with their fathers in the day I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, my covenant which they broke, although I was a husband to them, declares the Lord. But this is the covenant which I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my law within them, and on their heart I will write it, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. They will not teach again each man his neighbor and each man his brother, saying, 'Know the Lord,' for they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and their sin I will remember no more, says the Lord Almighty." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle reading is written in St. Paul's letter to the church at Galatia, the 4th chapter. Brethren, as long as the heir is a child, he does not differ at all from a slave, although he is Lord of everything. But he is under guardians and stewards until the date set by the Father. So also we, while we were children, were held in bondage under the elemental things of the world. But when the fullness of time came, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, so that he might redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. Because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, "Abba, Father." Therefore, you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. This is the word of the Lord.
The continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 2nd chapter.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
At that time, Joseph and the mother of Jesus were amazed at the things which were being said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, "Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rise of many in Israel, and for a sign to be opposed. The sword will pierce even your own soul, to the end that the thoughts from many hearts may be revealed." And there was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years and had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, and then as a widow to the age of 84. She never left the temple, serving night and day with fastings and prayers. At that very moment, she came up and began giving thanks to God, and continued to speak of him to all those who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had performed everything according to the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own city of Nazareth. The child continued to grow and become strong, increasing in wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. This is the gospel of the Lord.